It's here and now, and we're broadcasting today from Florida for the Florida primary as part of our election road trip. Right now, I'm standing in West Miami, a small town in Miami-Dade County, about 6,000 people, and I'm standing in front of a middle-class home, a nice one, but a middle-class home. There's a basketball hoop in front of it with a Marco Rubio sticker on it, and that's no surprise because this is Marco Rubio's house.
He has a very nice home, you know, among other homes in the area. Most of the houses in West Miami are smaller. His house is one of the newest houses in West Miami. It was built, I want to say, what, 10 years back?
Yeah, 10, 12 years ago.
That's Yolanda Aguilar, the city manager of West Miami, and Eduardo Mujina, the mayor.
The city was founded back in 1947, and basically by a Jewish community coming out of World War II.
I heard that the founding of this city had something to do with cocktails. People wanted to find...
That's funny you mentioned that, because when I tell people don't believe it, basically what they wanted to do was to extend cocktails hour and also gambling, and that's how the city was founded.
So there's a good long cocktail hour here in West Miami?
No, times have changed. Time has changed. That was the issue then. Right now is basically a very family-oriented community.
And very Cuban.
Yes, it is.
Do you know what the percentage is?
I want to say like 90%.
And it's the home of one of the most famous Cuban Americans, Marco Rubio.
That is correct. We love Marco Rubio. It's funny because today I was talking about Marco, and the image that everybody sees right now is the clean-cut, suit-up guy, and so on. But the guy that we see, or the guy that I remember, is when you go to a CBA store, one of those stores, and he's got a baseball cap, he's got some shorts, some sneakers, and he's going over there to pick up anything. And then somebody approaches him, and he takes the time to talk to whoever. It doesn't matter how old that person is. He talks to that person, and whatever advice they want, just to say hello. A very, very humble guy.
You have any political disagreements with him?
Absolutely not.
Really? On every issue?
Every issue. We come from the same background. I mean, the difference between Marco and I is that I was actually born in Cuba. Marco was born in the States, but we come from, you know, my parents come from Cuba. We have a similar story.
How important are the politics of Cuba to the people of West Miami? Is that one of the main issues that people vote on?
I don't think it's the main issue, but we have a tremendous passion because it's part of our life. It's part of our history, part of the ancestors, and it's something that Marco symbolizes, and it's something that we can relay very, very close to.
You think he can win Florida?
I think so, absolutely.
Really? Because the polls don't look good for him.
Well, listen, if you follow his history, Marco has always been the underdog. There's a lot of miracles that have happened around Marco. So I believe he will win Florida.
You've known him since the 90s. Mm-hmm. Tell me something I don't know about Marco Rubio.
Perhaps you can jump in here, Ms. Aguilar.
Let me give you a little bit of history, because I was here before you were mayor. I've been here for 33 years, and I was a city manager at the time that Marco became a commissioner. And there's a history around here. Our former parks director, Jim Keswicki, who worked here and recently retired, ran the rec center. And Marco used to go to our recreation center to play football and participate in sports with young kids. And one day he was walking with the then assistant director and told him, you know something, I'm going to be president of the United States. And I mean, ever since he was a young man, he had high aspirations, and he wanted the highest office of the land, and he made it known to everybody here.
When did he say that? When was that moment?
I have to say that that was probably somewhere in the very early 80s. I mean, I have in my possession his original sign-up card for the West Miami Recreation Center. So, I mean, that dates back to the very early 80s.
But he wanted to be president way back when.
And that was when he was a teenager.
I don't know if this is true or not, but I think before he wanted to be the president, he wanted to be the Pope. And but then he met Jeanette, and he had to change his position.
So he hasn't told you that he wants to be Pope if he can't be president.
Not anymore.
So if that's a view from the very Cuban city of West Miami, we've come now to Weston, Florida, which they sometimes call Westonsuela. It is filled with Venezuelans who have very different politics.
You know, Venezuelan Americans are a bit divided between Democrats and Republicans.
That's political analyst Evelyn Perez-Verdia.
I mean, if we look at the numbers here in Weston, we see that we have 40,000 in all registered to vote, and out of that, 13,000 are Hispanic. We see that 4,000 are Democrats, 2,000 are Republicans, but we have around almost 6,000 that are NPA, which means that they are undecided. And we have a lot of Hispanics. You know, it's divided between the Republicans and Democrats, but most of all, in Hispanics in general, regardless if they're Venezuelan American or not, we have 50% in the United States that are registered as NPA. With Hispanics, it's not much about the party, it's about the person. And so we always vote for the person more because we don't really, a lot of them do not understand the differences between a Democrat and Republican. They like the person. That's why many are NPA, as you see.
Now, you're not one of those NPA registered ones. You're on the Democratic side.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm definitely on the progressive Democratic side of things, yes.
That's Democratic political consultant Mauricio Pasarriello, who is Venezuelan-American. His family brought him to the U.S. in 1982, back before Venezuelans started flooding into South Florida to flee a crumbling economy and the authoritarian regime of Hugo Chavez.
I was the only Venezuelan I knew when I came here. In terms of kids my age, I knew no other Venezuelans.
And now?
And now I find Venezuelans everywhere. It's kind of odd because I think that we're still developing sort of a political identity. People are really sort of learning a little bit about what the dividing lines politically here in the United States. I mean, this is still a relatively young immigrant community in the sense that it's been, you know, the bulk of it has come here maybe in the last 20 years. And there's still a lot of people arriving. And these people are sort of beginning to learn about politics here. And it's tough to say whether it's going to, you know, be too inclined in one way or another.
So on the Democratic side, who do you think the Venezuelan population are going to be voting for on Tuesday?
I would imagine that, you know, coming from a country that has had its travails over the past two decades with a government that calls itself 21st century socialism, I would imagine that they would not be as kindly inclined towards a candidate like Bernie Sanders. Although, you know, there are a lot of Venezuelans out there who do sympathize, but I would imagine that the bulk of the vote, the Democratic Venezuelan vote, may go for Hillary Clinton.
And what about on the Republican side?
I think that there's a lot of affinity for Marco Rubio, definitely. I mean, I think he's a candidate that appeals to Hispanics in general, not just for linguistic reasons. I mean, I think that Venezuelan Republicans do appreciate the fact that he has been speaking about issues relating to Venezuela in a very strong way, and I think he'll be rewarded for that.
So one of the things that Cuban Americans have shown is they turn out and they vote. They are a very important political population. Are the Venezuelans who have come here eligible to do that? Have they become citizens?
Yes, well, actually, the Venezuelan American community, 4 in 10 Venezuelan immigrants are U.S. citizens. And actually, of the 248,000 around that live in the United States, 42% live in Florida. So I think that they do have an influence, and they are going to go out and vote. And more, you're going to see as the years pass, I think in 5-10 years, you're going to see more Venezuelan Americans in elected office.
Do you think there'll be a more powerful political force in 5 or 10 years than the Cuban Americans?
No, I don't think yet. I mean, they're moving toward that. But I believe that one of the key things is something that, as a strategist, I call the packed bag syndrome. And it's something that Venezuelan Americans have. Right now, the Venezuelan American community feel that the Maduro regime that he is not going to last too long. And a lot of people who are involved in politics or even who are consultants or who are Venezuelan American, they always have, like many people from their countries, that hope that they one day will return. So that's what stops them sometimes to become involved in politics here.
Because they think they're going to go back.
They're going to go back. So they are sleeping. We're the giant sleeping with our packed bag beside our bed, ready to go back home. You know, and the thing is that we end up not going back home. We end up staying here all our life. We end up being involved, and we realize that government involves us in every possible way, from the education to our children to our stoplights. So for us, you know, it's about time to wake up and to realize that more than likely we will be here our life, and to start participating, regardless if you're Republican, regardless if you're a Democrat or you're an independent, is realizing that what happens in this country and where you live affects you, and it's time to participate.
At the Weston Library, we found many voters participating, including a Venezuelan-American named Juan Gutierrez.
I voted for Marco Rubio.
Why?
It's more aligned with my values as a Catholic, and also I think it represents more the Republicans. I think it's my call to do it.
If Marco Rubio is going to pull out a win in this state, it'll be because of Latinos like Juan Gutierrez. While Rubio lags in the polls here overall, a Mason-Dixon polling and research survey shows him ahead with Hispanics, 62% to just 14% for Donald Trump.